This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. There has been a rising focus on healthy alternatives to our favorite treats. And to help expand more on that are Anas Norman and K.N. Norman, Masters of Communications and Branding, respectively, at Sugarlight, a boutique OEM company specializing in alternative sweeteners. Now, we technically have spoken to Anas before, specifically about one product called Potong Gula, which we'll also discuss a little bit later on. But for the time being, we are also speaking to both of them about Sugarlight in general. So thank you very much for joining me on the show today. Can you both quickly introduce yourself and what your company is all about? Let's start with Anas.
Hi everyone, my name is Anas and I am the Master of Communication in Sugarlite.
Hi, my name is K.N. Norman. I'm the Master of Branding for Sugarlite / Sugarlite.
Okay, great. So can maybe K.N., can you tell me a little bit about how Sugarlite or Sugarlite came to be?
All right. Actually, we discovered Stevia more than 10 years ago. And then we will start experimenting it in our daily food and drinks. We have made cookies, you know, fruit juice, and we were cooking with stevia. And then came the idea of making a fruit juice completely out of white sugar using stevia. So the idea for spiked with stevia fruit juice came. And it was selling okay, but yeah, due to, you know, not getting enough support and internal problems, so we stopped producing it. Then a few years later, we actually, my sister produced the white, the no sugar condensed milk, which is Potong Gula.
And Anas, would you like to tell us a little bit about Potong Gula as well?
Yeah. Okay, so basically, Potong Gula is the first in the world sweetened condensed milk that is zero white sugar that is created by my sister, Amira Jasmine. So basically, we have discovered that the condensed milk contains a significant amount of white sugar. So basically, what we have done is that we have reversed the product and we have created basically a condensed milk that contains more milk and is sweetened with low-calorie sweetener, basically.
All right, so tell me a little bit about Sugarlite or Sugarlite. So Potong Gula is sort of underneath that umbrella now, right? So now are you going back to the whole fruit juice stevia thing as well?
Okay, so basically what we are doing is that we are expanding ourselves into more product range. Basically, we are just coming up with more than just creamers and also other products. So we are coming up with fruit drinks, and also we are also coming up with our own version of condensed milk, actually, which is right now we are trying to collaborate with other people. Because due to the fact that we are concerned with the number of rising number of diabetics here in Malaysia, and we have basically, in fact, a few years ago, we have held so many campaigns called Say No to Diabetes, and also we are trying to spread more awareness in terms of the prevention is better than the cure. Thankfully, in the favor of the government, that they started the sugar tax. So therefore, right now, more products are decreasing their sugar content. And at the same time, but the problem is that the taste of our products have changed. And they somehow, basically a struggle in terms of the palatability. And basically, the product is not taste exactly, or in fact, tastes better than what it used to be. So there is like a struggle in the market where the products have low sugar content, but the taste and somehow the product is a change, and somehow the acceptance of the product is different compared to what is the previous before. So our aim is to produce a healthy product without compromising the taste. So what we're trying to do is that moving forward, we would love to create more food products for any business owners who are interested in having their own line of healthy, functional food products at the same time, or improving on the existing basically products that they have in their brands right now, basically.
Got it. So I do want to get your thoughts as well on, you know, how Malaysians view health. Because as you mentioned, you know, you guys focus a lot on providing a healthy alternative in terms of dietary choices. You know, so maybe KN, could you give us some thoughts on, you know, from you guys' perspective, how Malaysians feel about health in general?
Especially post-COVID, I think most Malaysians are more aware on their health, especially you know, immunity. People are start to concern about their vitamin C, their sugar intake. Why we call ourselves a food formulas functional product is because you have to understand what is functional. Functional means that not just low in sugar, but we infuse nutrition such as vitamins and minerals, all the important stuff which we are lacking of. I mean, how many intake of veggies and fruits we can count in a day? Some of us might not even eat even a single portion. Am I right? Especially Malaysians, we know we love our food, right? So we can still enjoy our food, but with our products, with the idea of us creating a more innovative products that infuse all these functional benefits, so we can still enjoy our food and still be healthy.
Absolutely. And also, Anas, you mentioned it briefly earlier, but of course, with any sort of alternative food or any sort of alternative, you know, dietary options, you do have to consider that there is going to be a comparison to the real thing, quote unquote, right? So tell me a little bit about that and how you guys sort of educate your consumers and, I guess, convince them in a way that your products do match up, you know, to the taste of like real sugar.
Okay, so it's basically simple. The way how it works is that we need to have as much of that product in the market right now, because right now we can see that there's a lot in the products, but those products are usually imported products, either from Thailand or from Australia or from America, where those products are already in the market and people are already starting. In fact, there's already in demand. It's already basically part of a lot of FMCG companies like Nestle or Mondelez or any other these big giant who are basically incorporating the products in their market, basically in their countries. But in Malaysia, it's because of the fact those products are so expensive and so hard to get. You have to go to Jaya Grocer or all this any basically premium stores and whatsoever. And also the fact that it's so expensive, to the fact that people are somewhat not wanting it because of the fact it's so much more expensive compared to the regular food products that is available in the market. So what we need to do is that we need to create a local version of those products and making it more cheaper, affordable, or and also easily accessible to the likes of if you go to, let's say, Lotus, or you go to, in fact, Maiden, or any of those stores, and in fact, hypermarkets, or in fact, even in B2Bs as well. In fact, if you want to go to basically as simple as Coffeetiams or Mama, or anywhere that is basically accessible where you can get food, and if those food is available for them and they can get it, it's easier for them to get the healthy, or in fact, make healthier choices. It's because of the fact it's already inside their basically lifestyle. Because let's be real, people want convenience. And if it's right in front of their eyes, basically they can just take it. And if it's not much comparable, and most importantly, if it's tastier or tastes the same or almost the same, in this case, there's not much difference compared to the regular parts. But we believe that we have that solution, because what we want to do is that all these products already have the key ingredients and how, or basically the expertise in terms of how to change the sweetening part, which is what we are using now, is sugar, to use low-calorie sweetener to basically replace the sugar inside the food products, and at the same time adding all the functional ingredients inside the food products, basically.
Fantastic. And I do want to ask as well, because you guys mentioned that your alternative sweetener of choice is stevia, but there are also, of course, a lot of other sweet alternatives or like sugar alternatives on the market, right? There's like xylitol, there's erythritol as well. So tell me a little bit, maybe Kian, you can shed some light on this. Why specifically stevia? What are the benefits? Why specifically have you guys built, you know, Sugar Light around stevia specifically?
Actually, we are introducing a new natural sweetener called Mong Fruit. The name is Lo Huang Go. I think more Malaysian know Lo Huang Go means, right?
Yeah.
It's a fruit from China that is very sweet but has zero calorie. So moving forward, we will still use stevia, but we are more, you know, like opening option for more natural sweetener and Lohanco or monk fruit is our choice of sweetener. Okay, the difference between all of the mentioned sweeteners just now is either it's natural or it's artificial. Yes, it's artificial, we can still use as sweeteners, but the dangers is still unknown because it's artificial, it's not natural. The calorie is equal amount the same, it's almost zero. Yeah, so the difference between erythritol, aspartame is artificial and natural. And also the taste, actually, Christine. If you want to know more, most artificial sweeteners, they have this like the weird feeling, the aftertaste is very weird. You know, you can taste. If you drink, I don't want to mention brand names.
Right, right. But I get it. It's because it's an artificial product, there is an artificial aftertaste, which, you know, then in comparison to natural sweeteners like stevia or monk fruit in this case, you wouldn't have that.
Yeah, because we want to use natural sweeteners because it's more acceptable towards the human tongue. So therefore, when you taste our product, you don't really taste the difference, you know, you can still taste a bit of a difference, but not so much. So yeah, moving forward, and there's also some bad side effects with artificial sweeteners. Some of them is very laxative. It might not be suitable for people who are, you know, have sensitive tummies, and especially children. Yes, we need to reduce the amount of sugar in children, but we have to be careful on what products we feed them to.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to take a short break for some messages right now. But after that, I will continue speaking to Anas and KN from Sugarlite all about the benefits of their alternative sugar or sweet products, as well as their goals for the rest of the year. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong, and today joining me on the line is Anas and KN Norman, Masters of Communications and Branding at Sugarlite. They're a boutique OEM company specializing in alternative sweeteners. Before the break, we talked a little bit about, you know, their thoughts on how health in Malaysia has been impacted by the pandemic, as well as, you know, how they have convinced their consumers, you know, on taking a chance on these alternative sweeteners and how they're trying to make them more low cost and more accessible. Now, I do want to ask a little bit, before the break, we mentioned that you guys traditionally use stevia and will continue to use stevia as well, but you're also introducing monk fruit into the equation in terms of your product line. So could you tell us a little bit of perhaps the health, are there any health benefits when it comes to these alternative sweeteners?
Okay, so basically, in terms of the benefits of this low to zero calorie sweetener is that the best part in this sweetening compound is that we use it less for more. I'll give you an example like stevia and monk fruit. They are tons or basically 100 times sweeter than sugar. So therefore, you use it less. And in terms of comparison to the price, you get to reduce cost in terms of the cost of basically the sweetening part in comparison to you using sugar. Because right now, the cost of sugar is rising tremendously. Right now, it's like $2.80, right? Yeah, per kilo. And right now, if you're using natural sweeteners that is basically low in calories, you can somehow reduce down the cost of the sugar. And at the same time, you're providing the benefits of zero sugar products, basically. So right now, it also the fact that it doesn't help with the tax right now because of government is adding more categories for the sugar tax, which is mainly for 3-in-1 coffee, chocolate drink, and more dairy products are coming into the segment. So basically, it is a right time for you to consider the fact that alternative sweetener will be the future of food products because of the fact that sugar, yes, is still needed, we cannot never remove or basically erase sugar from our lives, but we don't need much of it anymore. Because with that technology, just like RI 4.0 or the rise of tech and everything, food should be subpar with the advancement of our technology or evolution of our humankind, where we don't need much of it and we can incorporate other forms of sweetener to make it balanced, to make it healthier. And the best part about what we do in Sugarlite or Sugarlite is that we are trying to let people know that we can somehow incorporate functional ingredients. Okay, I'll give you like a perfect example, like you know, like lycopene, that is benefits that it comes from tomato. We can add that into the basic food products so that your body can regenerate your own collagen, so that it can repair itself. It can be because somehow have a youthful look and basically gain all the benefits that you can get from the ingredients such as lycopene or any other functional ingredients. Well, that's what we are trying to do. We are trying to educate, like, let people know that we are here to somehow create this awareness and to help them create such products for the community or for the consumer. Because when more of these products are available in the market, more and more people can get access. At the same time, the demands will go higher. So basically, the supply is basically, it's going to like go up as well. So therefore, the price is going to be basically, it will be balanced basically because of the fact that more demand and more supply, and therefore the price can be controlled actually. So it can be like a regulated, or not regular, I'd say, there will be like almost to the almost same as the regular food products is available in fact in the market currently. Yeah.
Got it. All right. So also before the break, you mentioned that, you know, your product line is expanding quite a lot. So, you know, when we last spoke to you, Anas, you know, we were focusing specifically on Potong Gula, which was the condensed milk alternative, essentially. But now you guys are spreading out into a lot more things. You've got a sweetener liquid, sweetener powder. You've got fruit drinks, nutritional drinks, dairy and non-dairy creamer, plant-based milk, coffee, all this stuff, right? So tell me a little bit about some of those products, you know, how you guys have innovated since we last spoke to you.
What we started first, of course, even before the condensed milk, is that we started with fruit drinks and fruit juices. And from there, it's a learning curve because this journey is basically about my family and all, each and one of our, in fact, all our siblings that we went to, even with our dad, is that when he discovered the sweetener, which his first discovery was stevia, we discovered that along the way that it has many usage or application in terms of food products. And even before all the sweeteners even became approved by US FDA or European Union, basically all of these sweeteners are even, we have discovered even before it started become applicable in terms of food products. And from there, our family is that we want to somehow apply that in food products because of the fact that the amount of sugar in food products is so high is that it's affecting everyone. People are getting sicker and sicker because of the excessive amount of sugar and because of daily products that contains the high amount of sugar in this. And in fact, our mother is pre-diabetic because of the fact that this sugar, because basically she loves soy sauce, chili sauce, and she takes condensed milk like it's nobody's business, basically. So we realized that people are getting sicker and it's affecting younger children as well. And the fact that even KN has, her daughter, she's on four on the spectrum where she has ADHD. So basically, her ADHD is so affected by the excessive amount of sugar in food products, especially like juices and drinks that she loves to drink, right? And this is affecting everyone, children basically. So we know that from there, we want to expand because we started out with fruit drinks, coffee, the condensed milk, and we're coming up with our own functional juices and also drinks. So we know that we want to expand. So from there, we realized that we need to collaborate because us as a company, you know, we cannot do it ourselves, especially towards this big market and competing with the big giants because we are small compared to the giants out there.
We should not be greedy. Yeah. We should share.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we are. We would love to collaborate with as many people. We are like interested to talk to anyone, SMEs, FMCG companies, anyone, no matter, come to us. We would love to give you like how we can discuss and how somehow we can change the industry and to create an additional life because we know that we don't want to disturb or disrupt their existing market or existing business because they're making a lot, basically. But what we're trying to tell them is that, look, this, yes, you have like a existing business and it's doing good, But that is not the future, because what you're creating is somehow have an effect towards the future basic generation of products. Create another line, create an existing line where this, even though right now it looks like a niche market, but you have to understand, this niche market will grow exponentially, because once people have the awareness to know that food products are somehow affecting your lives and you wanted a better version of those, and then they start to be like, okay, slowly they want to get a healthier version, then the demands will skyrocket, especially when we somehow basically like incept the minds, like we give the little children or younger generation this introduction of the products of that contains low in calorie, low in sugar, and have functional ingredients. And from there, we know that they will somehow can be able to be able to, it's like it will become like a habit for them to look for a lower sugar and healthy version of food products. It's like, you know, the Milo truck campaign where they give Milos, even since when they were young kids, they go to schools, go to sports day, whatever. And from even from now, they still remember Milo because of that. So that's what we are trying to do. We want to interact with the consumer or like insert the idea in their minds that even since they were young, they will have food products that taste great but contains less sugar and with great ingredients, basically.
Fantastic. All right, I also have a question here about, you know, you mentioned that these are all natural ingredients and everything, that you want to make it more local. You know, with monk fruit especially, that's not necessarily a local product. As you mentioned, it originated in China. So can you tell me a little bit, maybe KN can shed some light on this, you know, for both the stevia and monk fruit, where do you guys source those raw ingredients from and what is that whole process like?
We source it from the original country, let's say the monk fruit is from China, and then the stevia is from South America, actually. But the thing why we have to source this ingredient, specific ingredients from there, is because in Malaysia it's quite, I don't want to say impossible, but maybe not much, you know, not much source that we can get locally here for the natural sweeteners. So I think it's better that we source from the original country. And how do we extract them? We don't. We just buy them in bulk. Buy them, yeah, directly in bulk for our ingredients. And we don't really use much, actually. Because as Anas mentioned, we only use a little because they are really sweet. So, yeah.
So
Anas, maybe you can share a bit from your side.
Yeah, just a question. Okay, so do they arrive already processed or...?
Yeah, it's it's already arrived as a extract form, and the extract is so potent that you use less of it. In fact, comparatively, if you use 1 kilo, you can use like grammage of the products, basically of the sweetener products. And the best part right now is that right now, in terms of the local market, is that there's not much demand for it as well. That's why, in terms of production, we are still somehow using basically the products from overseas. So what we are trying to do right now, as the demand grow here in Malaysia, what this company is that if they can see a demand, exponential growth of the demand of the sweetener, they can somehow have like a refinery plan or any kind of like a plan for in the future that this raw materials can be available in a more variety in Malaysia. And because of that, the price will go down. Definitely will go down because of the fact they have a local source or local refinery or local manufacturer that can produce the raw materials for Malaysian products, for Malaysian countries or for local businesses, basically. That's why we are trying our best to somehow create as much partnership with a lot of people so that as more people are consuming these products, they will see that, okay, there is a growth in our local counterparts, and therefore they will somehow try to lower down the price because they can somehow supply more. So it's all about supply and demand. As you get, if you get more demand, there will be more supply, and the price will go lower. That was a definite it. And the price will definitely go down as the demand increase here in Malaysia. So we believe that will be the case, yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. Final question for you guys. What are your goals for the rest of the year? And also, as you mentioned, you are looking for collaborators. So where can people contact you if they wish to do so?
Okay. So our main, I don't know, goal for this year is we wish to collaborate with more business owners, regardless whether you're selling food items or not. If you're interested to do any you know, food, new product line, or you already have a product you want to extend your line, you can contact us at, or you can email us at sweetleafh@gmail.com, or WhatsApp or call us at 017-348-8145.
So sweetleafh@gmail.com?
Correct.
Awesome. Sure. All right. And again, you can contact them 017-348-8145. All right. Well, thank you very much to Anas and KN for speaking to me today all about Sugarlight.
Thank you so much, Christine, so for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Christine. It is a real pleasure for today's session. We're really thankful for this opportunity.
You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Anas Norman and KN Norman from Sugarlight all about alternative sweeteners today. If you've missed any of today's show, you can go ahead and get the podcasts. You can find them on our app that's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to get the podcasts there as well. This is BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.